All right. Hey, everyone. Welcome back to the podcast. I'm super excited today because I have a guest on and I love doing having people on because it's just so much more fun than talking by myself. So today I have a friend and a fellow dietitian on. Her name's Ashley Kitchens and she's from Durham, North Carolina. She is the founder of Plant-Centered Nutrition, where she works virtually with clients to make healthy eating the easy and delicious choice through weekly meal planning and prepping. So Ashley started her journey into meal prepping as a way to reduce stress and free up time throughout her busy work week. She's been doing it for years now and can't imagine life without it. And I wanted to have her on the podcast because I follow her on Instagram, and her Instagram stories and videos and posts are like so amazing. So I will link her Instagram below and you'll see where you can find her. But she's super inspiring, which with her meal prepping every single week and just so many different recipes. And I love that it's all plant-based. So as you know by now, I'm always, you know, promoting eating more plant-based foods. It doesn't mean that you have to go completely 100% plant-based. If you want to, great. But when we're talking about weight loss, I'm always talking about, you know, quality first, before you start getting into calories and macros and all that stuff. So increasing your plant-based foods is definitely where you want to start with weight loss, but it can be, you know, a little bit overwhelming. And that's why I was thinking, you know, I talk to my clients a lot about meal prepping and a lot of them do it, but I was thinking, let's have a conversation about it. And Ashley's just the perfect person to do that with. So, hey, Ashley.
Hey, Samantha.
I'm super excited about this. I think this is going to be so helpful for people. So I think I just want to start with the basic, like, what is meal prepping? Because I've actually had a few clients that just had never even heard of the concept of it. So can you just like tell us a little bit about meal prepping in general?
Oh, yeah. I think that's a really great place to start because it's really easy to look at someone's meal prep and be like, oh, wow, it looks so good. You know, I'm going to do it. But really, there's a lot that goes into it in the back end. So I think describing it will be really great. So you have to think about kind of what goes into it before you start the actual prepping process. And it's really just taking the time to plan out, first of all, like what meals you want to prep for. So whether it's breakfast, lunch, dinner, or a combination of those, planning out those meals that you want to prep for, and then figuring out how many days you actually want to prep for. So when we talk, I'll probably refer back to what I do. I typically prep Monday through Friday during the work week, just because it reduces stress, like you said, and just time throughout the week. So sort of figuring out what works best for your schedule and what days you would like to prep for. And then from there, just starting to figure out what you want to eat for those specific meals. So, you know, flipping through cookbooks and finding recipes and kind of just flagging some things that look good to you. So it's just so easy to look at like the snapshot of the actual prep.
Right.
Yeah. But the back end, you know, it takes some time. It takes some planning. But once you develop the habit, oh my gosh, it is so amazing. So the actual meal prepping part itself is like, you know, sitting aside a couple hours, maybe on a Saturday or Sunday, whenever you kind of have that time available, and really taking the time to prep your meals for those days that you chose to prep for yourself.
Right, absolutely. And I usually am asking my clients, like, what meal is the most difficult for you? Or where do you feel like the most frazzled with what you're eating? And maybe we can just start there.
Yeah, that's a really good question because, you know, for a lot of people, we might do dinners out or with friends or family, things like that. But kind of the same thing, what I run into is people get frazzled in the mornings when they're, you know, trying to get their kiddos to school or they're trying to get to work themselves. You know, it's kind of hard to take that time and really create something healthy in the morning to eat for breakfast. And then even that, just thinking about lunch, that's kind of a tough thing as well. So I think, yeah, kind of planning out.
They can all be difficult, really, when you think about it, because the morning's so busy and crazy. And then lunch, you're a lot of people are stuck where they are. So mm-hmm. you have to get food from a restaurant around you, order something, or yeah, that's the only option you have, or bring what you had, or not eat at all. I've heard that too. And then dinner is stressful when you're coming home at 5-6 o'clock and you want it, you're starving, you're kind of irritable from the day, and you don't want to cook a full meal right there. So I think it's just prioritizing, you know, which is giving you the most stress, so we can kind of prepare and just make it easier for you during that time.
Yeah, absolutely. Because I think we can agree that we all lead really busy lives. It's just trying to figure out where we can kind of slip in the meal prep that will simplify things the most for our life specifically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how do you convince people that they should be meal prepping? Like, what are the few things that you're telling people, like, you need to do this, this is why? And especially for people that you're working with that are trying to lose weight.
Yeah, that's a good question, because a lot of people, it seems really overwhelming at first. And so it's like, it's kind of hard to convince the person, no, it really is worth it. But from someone who's been doing it for years, I'll tell you what, I went from stressed, overwhelmed, eating a terrible diet throughout the week, you know, doing a lot of grab and go food at the grocery, fast food, that sort of thing, mm-hmm. to now basically having everything lined up for me for the week. And it really just makes a huge difference. So for someone who's, you know, not quite sure about meal prepping and really wants the benefit of losing weight with it as well, one of the first things I say is that you're really creating a healthy choice for yourself. Not only that, but it's also the easy choice. So when you wake up in the morning, you already have your breakfast, you already have your lunch ready to go. So you get up, you're heading to work, you already have everything set out for you. And then when you come home, like you said, and you're stressed and you just had a really long day and all that, you already have that healthy meal basically waiting for you when you come home. So it's one less thing you have to think about. It's one less thing you have to prepare. It's just really great to have that meal healthy and the easy choice.
And easy, right. It's right there. Like, you don't have to do anything, you know, on that Wednesday afternoon or whatever. It's right in the fridge and you can grab it. Yeah, I'm thinking about a couple clients that have really just like totally dove into meal prepping and love it. Like, they, you know, and the thing too is that I think when people think about meal prepping, they think that, you know, it has to be done every single week to the full extent. And if they skip, like, you know, they're not doing it right. And that's just not true. I mean, I have clients that love meal prepping, and sometimes here and there, there's weeks that are off, but they've learned so much from doing the regular meal prepping that they know how to even just put together a healthy meal, like, in a pinch. So I think it's just, it's good to try. Like, when I was asking you, you know, how do you convince someone to do it? And really, you can only explain why something is good. I mean, it's not, you're not going to realize it until, or decide if it's good for you until you totally, you know, give it a shot yourself and see how it affects your life, of course, right?
Right. Oh yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It's really all about just creating a new habit. And I feel like once you continue to just try to meal prep and just kind of get in the groove and see what works best for you, the more you do it, the more you're going to realize how beneficial it is for your week, for your stress, for your time management, for everything. Like, it really, yeah, it's just a great addition to the week. And
yeah. And let's talk about money for a bit, because I know you are always posting your receipts on Instagram, which I love, and you break it down like how much it is per meal. So how do you go about doing that?
Yeah. So that was one thing that I was kind of concerned about going to meal prepping. Because I was like, okay, if I'm buying groceries for 7 days, you know, that it just kind of seems like a big cost up front. Mm-hmm. But I found when I like really sat down, took the time to plan, you know, kind of took an inventory of what items I had in my pantry, in my fridge, in my freezer. I felt like I was just way more purposeful when I actually went to the grocery store, because I knew exactly what I needed. There was no question, you know, because I did sit down and take the time to plan. There was no question of, oh, I'm not sure if I need this week. It was just very purposeful. Mm-hmm. And so I have cut my grocery budget down so much, and my husband loves me for it. It's just a great benefit of really taking the time to plan, because I go to the grocery store and I'm less likely to impulse buy because I have like this list already in front of me ready to go. And I'm less likely to eat out. That was a big thing with meal prepping. It's like, right. I'm eating out way less, especially during the work week, you know, at lunch or even at dinner coming home, and instead of grabbing something on the way home, like knowing that I actually already have a meal waiting for me ready to go. Mm-hmm. So that's been a really big benefit. Yeah. Money-wise, that's another great reason to meal prep for sure.
Right. And you just brought something up, like when you're on your way home and you don't stop for snacks, you also meal prep your snacks as well, right?
Right. Yep.
Yeah. That's awesome. So yeah. Whether it's, and that can be simple, like that can be just packing your almonds in your apple, or it could be something I see you making, you know, the energy bites and something like that, right?
Yep. I think it's always good to, at least for me, it works out really well to not only plan the meals, but have a couple snack items on hand as well, because we all get hungry during the day sometimes, or, you know, maybe lunch wasn't quite enough. So it's kind of nice to have that in your back pocket just in case.
Yeah, that's huge. I'm always talking about that. Like, never let yourself go too long without food, because you are just going to turn into a monster. Like, you're going to be craving all those things that you've been able to avoid easily. If you're starving, like, your whole mindset is totally different.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, you can't focus at work. You know, you come home and you're irritable. Oh my goodness. Yes, it's definitely good to have those meals laid out and ready to go for you.
Definitely. And I had another question too, before I wanted to ask you about some of the myths of meal prepping, but do you, for example, for dinners, do you prep the entire dinner and like it's ready to literally take out, you know, put in the oven or put together? Or do you have some things that you're actually cooking the night of to, you know, pair with the already prepped stuff? You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yep. So like with some of the, like recently I've been doing soups just because it's a little bit cooler here. So a lot of those are basically already ready to go.
That's awesome. That's like the easiest thing right there, I think. Yeah. Soup. So,
yeah. But then there are other times where I might have like a salad or something for dinner or something, that requires more of the fresh produce. So I'm basically like cutting up an avocado the night of, or maybe chopping up some green onion or something like that. So I might prepare, you know, like a tofu bake or tempeh or something, and then have like some fresh vegetables or fruit with it that I basically like chop up the day of.
Yeah. Okay. Got it. And another thing, actually, this just came up in my group right now, because right now I'm in the middle of an 8-week group coaching program. And one of the questions that just came up in our private Facebook group was, I feel like I need another fridge. How do I fit everything that I'm meal prepping inside the fridge? You know, like how do you make that work? She was thinking, you know, do I have to grocery shop twice a week? So what are your thoughts on that, about feeling like your fridge is super full?
Oh my goodness. Yes. Okay. So when I first started meal prepping, I had such a hard time fitting everything in the fridge. It was so overwhelming. So what I ended up doing, and it took me several weeks, was I basically just did like a fridge overhaul every week. Things that I wasn't using, I basically either tried to find another place to put them, things that could potentially go in the pantry, you know, I put there. Or things like condiments, things that I hadn't used maybe in like 6 months or a year.
Right, right. We all have those things.
Oh my goodness. Yes. That are like lurking in the back of the fridge.
Yep.
So some of the things I was like, you know what? This just needs to go. I don't use them that often or ever at all. So I really started simplifying my fridge, I guess is the best way to put it, to create space for my meal preps. And now it's like I have to have an organized fridge. Because if I don't, then it's just chaotic and I cannot fit everything in there, and you definitely don't want to be that way. So
right. And for you guys listening, you have to check out her Instagram because she posts pictures of her fridge and it's like beautiful. It's amazing. mine will never be like that. Like, I'm just going to say it right now. Mine will probably never look like that, but that's okay. Like, we don't all have to be, you know, perfect 100%, but the point is to try to be working towards that, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, that was definitely a habit that I had to create for myself because my fridge was just becoming crazy. So I just kind of started every week. I was like, all right, I'm going to do like a little overhaul.
Yeah.
Some things and do a little bit of reorganizing. And it's definitely made a huge difference.
Yeah. I think I'm glad we're talking about this because I really want my fridge to look like yours and I'm not there yet, but I want to work towards it. So I think this next grocery shop, I'm definitely going to be a little bit more strict on, you know, because we're always looking in our fridge trying to get rid of stuff, but I'm going to be a little bit more strict this time. Like, no, we're getting rid of this. Okay, cool. So the other thing I want to ask you was, what are some, you know, myths about meal prepping? Like, since you've been doing this for so long, obviously people are talking about meal prepping all the time. Like, what are some things that people think about it that's just not true at all?
Yeah, and we kind of touched on this a little bit, is that it's overwhelming. So you basically look at somebody else's meal prep and be like, oh, you know, there's no way I could do that. Or it just doesn't seem possible. But really, when you sit down and take the time to see like what works best for you and not that person that you're looking at, there can be a lot of clarity that comes to mind and basically figuring out how to set your own self up for success as opposed to comparing yourself and having imposter syndrome and, you know, all that kind of stuff. Yes. It's just a matter of, yeah, trying to figure out what works best for you and not getting overwhelmed by it. The key is to really make it fun and just something that you enjoy and something that's rewarding as well, because, you know, you're eating healthier and you're satiated throughout the day and that sort of thing. So it can be a real benefit. And it's not as overwhelming as it looks if you just kind of take the time and plan things out.
Yeah. And I hear a lot when people do start to meal prep, like, it's a total confidence booster. And like, they feel so proud of themselves.
Yes.
And good about what they're doing. So instead of it being overwhelming, it's actually like the total opposite. And you feel like pretty empowered in what you're doing and your choices. And yeah, you just feel good about it.
Yeah, absolutely. Because you're actually like taking the time to figure out what you want to eat for the week. And it's food that's typically nourishing to your body. So yeah, you're right. It's empowering. You feel accomplished. Like, it's definitely a really satisfying experience in the end, for sure.
Totally. Okay. I mean, another myth that I was thinking of, we already touched on, which is the price, for sure. That's definitely a myth that it's more expensive. And what are some of your cost per meal that you're coming up with?
So I typically try, and I try to break it down every week, but I try to keep it between $2 and $3 per meal.
Wow. That is cheap.
Yes. Oh girl, I try so hard because it's not as appealing if it's going to be expensive. That's just, there's no way to do it that way.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. Cause it definitely should be something that anyone can do. So yeah, trying to keep it between $2 and $3 a meal is actually pretty easy. I don't think I've really ever gotten over $3 a meal. So
That's yeah. Awesome. And it probably helps too when you're kind of getting in the groove of this and you have a bunch of your staples, like you have your, you know, quinoa in your cabinet or something or already, and that must help a little bit.
Yeah, it does help a lot. In fact, when I started meal prepping a couple years ago, I ended up getting a Costco membership because I was finding that I was buying a lot of quinoa every week or a lot of rice, kind of those staple items. And it really helped to kind of buy those more in bulk. So whether you can get like a bulk food membership or get them in bulk bins at your grocery store, it is really helpful. And it cuts down on price so much.
Yeah. And I'm thinking even Amazon might be a good spot to buy some bulk stuff as well. Yep. Okay, cool. All right. What's another myth that's just not true about meal prepping?
Okay. So Samantha, one of the most common DMs I get on Instagram is basically like, how can you eat the same thing every day? Or do you really eat the same thing every day?
Right.
Like, people can't just wrap their head around, you know, eating the same thing every day. And everyone's different. Like, I don't expect anyone to do it exactly how I do it. So I typically lay out my meals Monday through Friday, and I always respond to people with, yes, I absolutely do eat the same thing every day. Yes, in my past experiences, I have had a few errors where like the meal I make isn't as appetizing as I thought it was going to be. So there are definitely some exceptions. But I will say overall, like I've learned to make foods that I really enjoy and that I look forward to eating every day, even if it's the same thing.
Right.
So not only are they healthy, but the key is you have to make these foods delicious too. Yeah. Because if it's not delicious, then you're not going to want to eat it every day.
So, yeah. And so speaking of that, where do you get most of your recipes?
Yeah. So I kind of flag them throughout the week. I follow some bloggers that I get recipes from. I follow like Pinch of Yum, Oh She Glows, Minless Baker, just kind of a bunch of different bloggers that I get ideas from. I also have a load of cookbooks that if I do have the time, you know, on the weekend, and I kind of want to just sip my coffee and go through some cookbooks, I do that as well.
Right.
And then I also just, you know, people kind of recommend stuff, and no recipe can't be adapted to, you know, fit your unique palate essentially. So it's kind of fun to, you know, if someone recommends a recipe to me, to kind of create it the way that I would like to eat it. So.
Yeah, I really like that because I think some of my clients too are not, they're not used to cooking like at all. And they're usually asking for recipes and I'm giving them, and I have to just remind them that a recipe is not, you know, just like it's, you don't have to follow it to a T, basically. And when you're starting out in the kitchen, it feels like you don't want to make any mistakes. So you feel like you should follow everything. But the more you do it, the more you realize, okay, hey, I don't have that ingredient, or I don't like it. I'm going to use something else, or I'm just going to cut it out. And it's like not the end of the world.
No, not at all. In fact, I have a client who this was her thing, was she always followed every single recipe to the T. And so we kind of worked on, you know, figuring out how we can adapt things. So instead of buying, you know, a head of broccoli and having to chop it up and do all that, well, why don't you try buying frozen broccoli and seeing if that can cut down on some time. So there's, because a lot of these recipes, they can be a little complicated. And like you said, like they can contain some obscure ingredients where it's really easy to do a swap instead of having to buy like that jar of coconut aminos that you only use once type of thing. Mm-hmm. So I think, yeah, when you are looking at the recipes, it is really important just to keep it simple and don't pick recipes that are overcomplicated or contain these crazy ingredients that you're only going to use once or twice.
Yes, absolutely. Okay. What's another one that you're thinking of? Another myth?
We briefly touched on it, and it was more about like time, that it's time consuming. But I'll tell you what, if you can really set aside some time on the weekend or whatever day fits best with your schedule, really you can prep breakfast, lunch, and dinner, if that's what you want to do, in under 2 hours. And it frees up so much time throughout the week. And it's just amazing, whether it's a client or even just for myself, how much more time you have even just to spend around the dinner table, because there's less prep time and there's less cleanup time, which is so nice. So you're not spending all evening doing dishes, which is really great too.
You know what? I wasn't even thinking about that, but that's so true.
Yep.
Like you're not washing pots and pans because you clean them on Sunday when you did them once.
Yep, exactly. Yeah.
That's a good one. Okay. Awesome. So, and you're saying under 2 hours it usually takes you.
Yes. I mean, it definitely took me a little, like I would say like a couple months to get that easily under 2 hour range. Right. But once you, yeah, start doing it, you kind of figure out some shortcuts with the recipes. And, I recommend buying a lot of frozen vegetables if you can, to save some time, if you don't want to spend a whole lot of time chopping and using the knife. So there's definitely ways that you can figure out how to get it under 2 hours really easily.
Yeah, that's amazing. That totally – and that's just the whole thing about – you just have to try it and do it a few times because, I mean, if people could really totally eliminate that stress during the week, in the morning and at dinner time, and if they realized – because they had tried it themselves, they seen, wow, this only did take me 2 or even 3 hours. I definitely want to do this again. So yeah, definitely just got to try it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So what do you think are some good tips for like starting meal prepping for the first time? Like literally someone that's never done it before and just wants to go all in, like wants to try it. What do you recommend?
So what I first recommend is figuring out how many days you want to prep for. So like I said, I typically do the Monday to Friday prep. So figure out what works best for your schedule and not only, you know, how many days you want to prep for, but also think about what meals you want to prep for. So all of our schedules are different. Some people like to do breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Some people only like to do a couple things, a couple meals. So you really just need to figure out what works best for your schedule. Don't compare yourself to someone else. Do what works best for you. Mm-hmm. And then really take that time to plan out your meals and find recipes that appeal to you and are going to be pretty easy to make, especially in the beginning. You want to make recipes that aren't overcomplicated, just to keep it simple for yourself. And so it's something that you want to continue to do.
So minimal ingredients, like look for recipes, you know, under 10 ingredients or something, something like that.
Yeah. That's so helpful. Yeah. And then really if you're diving in, the more you do it, the more you're going to become comfortable with it. And I mean, you'll be a pro in no time. Like it really doesn't take that long. It's just a matter of creating that habit and then getting better and better at it.
Yeah, definitely. Just practice. Mm-hmm. And so do you have any like favorite recipes or favorite types of recipes that you like to, that it would be easy for people to start with?
Yeah. Okay. So I made a spicy peanut soup with sweet potatoes and kale, and it was in the Instant Pot, but you can also do it on the stove. So it doesn't matter.
Oh, yum.
Yeah. Oh my gosh. It was so good. And it's from Pinch of Yum. And it is just so delicious. I ended up serving it to four other ladies who are not plant-based, and they were all obsessed with it. It's just kind of a great fall recipe.
Okay. Yeah, I love that. So you're doing that for dinner last week?
Mm-hmm, yep, I did that for dinner last week. And what was great about it is it did take sweet potatoes, but one of my hacks or shortcuts to this recipe was I bought pre-cut sweet potatoes.
Oh, so
and that's something you can do and something you don't have to do, but that definitely saved me just a lot of time on the cutting board, which was really helpful.
Yeah, I think people feel bad about doing stuff like that, but don't. Like, if you want to spend the extra dollar on the pre-cut, go for it. Like, whatever gets the job done.
Yep. Yeah. Yeah. And if you don't want to, then you can definitely spend some time with the cutting board. That's totally fine. Another recipe that I really like is just a solid like steel cut oat recipe or something that, really satiating for breakfast. Mm. So like right now I'm really loving like banana bread, steel cut oats or like pumpkin steel cut oats. I have one of those on my website. So just kind of a really good, warm, hearty oatmeal for breakfast.
Yes. I love that. And I love when people, you know, meal prep and they're like so excited for their meals because they love it. They love what they made.
Yes. And the great thing too about like steel cut oats is you can add whatever toppings you want and really create it, you know, your own way and make it your own. Mm-hmm. And you can switch it up every day. So you don't have to have the same toppings. You're not kind of locked into eating the same thing every day, which is really nice.
Right. So you can make a big pot of just plain steel cut oats and then, yeah, like I said, just have different toppings every day. That is an awesome idea. Mm-hmm. All right. Awesome. Those are good suggestions. And like you said, maybe you just want to pick breakfast to start meal prepping, like, and that's it. And you don't even do lunch and dinner next week. Maybe you just want to start with breakfast and that would be a perfect thing to do. Do the oats, have it prepped, and then see what it's like to feel like you have breakfast already made. See if it cuts your stress levels down. Like at night, you don't have to think about, oh my gosh, what am I going to make in the morning? What time do I have to wake up? All that. So that's I agree. That's an awesome way to get started with it. All right. So where can people find you?
So on Instagram, I'm Plant Centered Prep. And then that is my website as well. It's plantcenteredprep.com. So, and I love getting DMs. I love responding to people. It's just really great to connect with people on Instagram. That's definitely my favorite platform.
Yeah. You do have something you offer, right? It's a monthly meal plan, right?
Yeah. I have a 1 month meal plan that I offer just if someone wants to jump into meal planning. It's definitely a good way to start. It's pretty simple. easily laid out, has all the grocery items that you need broken down for each week. So yeah, I do offer that.
Yeah, that's awesome. So if you guys are interested in all plant-based recipes and want to get into meal prepping, that would be an awesome place to start. So definitely check Ashley out at Plant Centered Prep on Instagram and her website. Yeah, this was awesome. I think this is really helpful for people thinking about meal prepping. So thank you so much for being on today.
Yeah, thank you, Samantha. I really enjoyed it. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, this is awesome. All right, so I will talk to you soon, and I will see everyone on the next podcast episode next week. I believe we're going to have another guest. I'm trying to bring some more people on. And as always, if you have any topic recommendations or people you want me to bring on, then just, you know, message me on Instagram or send me an email or anything, and I will talk to you all soon. Bye.